Hey guys, Bradley Dillon here for the NewFreedia.com in sunny St. Pete, Florida today on the St. Pete Day of the Vans Warped Tour. Actually here with the main. That's pretty exciting because I just saw them play a really good set. Something I didn't know they do on tour is I guess they bring someone up on stage, and it's one of the coolest things I've seen yet. Can you please introduce yourself, what you do in the band, and what, well, actually, we all know you play in the main now.
My name is Jared James Monaco, the first. I play guitar in the main.
So, like I was saying a couple seconds ago, you know, you guys brought probably a dad on stage today. I think that was the coolest thing I've seen in a while. Definitely going to be a highlight of this day. Why do you guys do that? Any reason in particular?
I think it's just because it's during a song called Girls Do What They Want. It's a pretty familiar song with our fans, I feel like. And I feel like we've been playing it for so long. It was on our first record. We generally feel like most of our fans would know the lyrics to the bridge. However, we don't pick our fans to come up, really. Or not the typical fan. We try to pick the most oddball person that we can find in the crowd. And usually, lately, it's been a male every time. Today it was one between the age of 40 and 50. And he didn't know the words, but we tried to teach it to him on the spot. And I think that's what makes for a really cool, like, spontaneous thing. Like, they either nail it or they totally bomb. But either way, it's always really fun. We always have a good time with it. So,
you know, not having seen you guys before, just seeing you do something like that, you know, as a fan of music as a whole, it makes me want to go see you guys pretty much anytime you come around here. I imagine as a musician, it's really important to have that good stage show that people want to go see instead of a band playing everything the same and night in and night out. Why is having that really cool stage show and doing different things like that important for you guys?
I think it's extremely important. I think nobody wants to just go to a concert and watch you hit play on a CD. I mean, it's live. Anything can happen. I think that's the beauty of it. That's your canvas. You can do whatever you want. Look at bands like Nirvana. Look at bands like, I don't know, Led Zeppelin. Bands that would go on stage and not play just a photocopy of their record. They would play around with it and have fun. And that projects onto the crowd. So I think for us, it's not only for the crowd, it's for us too. It's for us to have a good time and feel fresh every day and incorporate kind of the spontaneity into the set. And I think, you know, that comes across a lot better than just this transparent thing where you walk up, play your songs, good night, and that's it. You know, I feel like that's kind of boring. And as a musician, you kind of want to push yourself every night. So on Warped Tour, it's a little different because I feel like we can kind of stand out just because we're not like a heavy band. We're one of few kind of pop, alternative rock sounding bands on Warped Tour this year. So we have that going for us. But on top of that, we try to change the set list every day because I feel like we owe it to the crowd to give them something new each time. There are people coming to multiple shows. We don't want to give them a photocopy, you know?
You know, something that's interesting about you guys is, you know, over the years, your sound has kind of grown and gone in a direction that even I was surprised to see. You know, the first time I heard you guys was like end of 08. And I know a lot of my friends were raving about you guys. And I was like, okay, this is cool. But then I hear an album like Forever Halloween, and I'm like, wow, this is freaking amazing. So I guess with your fan base, as far as your fan base is concerned, why do you think the album Forever Halloween really resonates with them so well?
Well, first off, thank you. I think for us, we, as a band, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. We never want to do the same thing twice, you know? And I was 19 when we went into the studio to make Can't Stop Won't Stop, which was our first record, and doing Forever Halloween, I was 25 years old. So, you know, a lot can happen in that 6-year span as a band. I feel like from being on the road, meeting all kinds of people, being on and off of record labels, we went through a lot. And I think if there's one thing that we learned, it was that we have the ability to say no to things. We have the ability to say no to making our albums sound perfectly polished and cut them up in Pro Tools, which is what we did for the first two records, you know. I think after that, we kind of got into the mindset that we want to be a real rock band. We don't want to be this band that, you know, writes a song, kind of goes into the studio and just pieces it out piece by piece, you know, each part by itself. So for Forever Halloween, we tracked the whole thing to tape. We did the whole thing live in the studio. And I think that if you want to put the stamp on being a real rock band, you got to be able to get in a room together and play and be able to record that and release it and be proud of that. You know what I mean? It took some time because the first time that we did it, but a guy named Brendan Benson produced the record. He plays guitar in a band called The Rack and Tours. Great solo career. Total badass. So he kind of showed us the ropes on how to record that way. And I think without him, the creative vision of that record probably would have been lost just because we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. So having that guidance and having the ability to do it live really kind of changed things for us. And our fans have stuck with us through all of it. And I think it's because we've interacted so well since day one. We've always tried to give as much content as we can. Now that we're off the record label, we can do whatever we want. So it's just content all the time. We release music whenever we want. We really have a close relationship with our fans.
So not being on a label anymore, I think it's really cool because a lot of bands can't market their product effectively or feel like they need a label. Yeah, and in today's market, you don't necessarily need that. With that said, you mentioned Brendan, who produced the album, and I can definitely tell that he had a lot to do with the success of it. Why is choosing the right producer an important thing for any band?
Oh, it's huge, man. I mean, we did, on the record before Forever Halloween, Pioneer, we didn't really have a producer. We kind of did it all ourselves, which was our third record. So we had, producer, then all of a sudden no producer on the third record. We're doing crazy shit in the studio, like stuff that was like, didn't sound like our band at all. We were just going off in crazy directions. We recorded like 28 songs, I think. And we had to narrow that. We were able to narrow it down to songs that really fit who we are, but there's so much stuff that we recorded that is just like spacey, really stony stuff. Like just stuff that we could do because there was nobody there to tell us no. There's no producer to really kind of guide the ship. So for the fourth record, I think choosing a guy who fit the mold of what we were trying to become, which is just an authentic, real rock band. No, sparklers or anything like that. We just wanted to be a raw rock and roll band for this record. And I think that if you are trying to get into a mindset for a record and you have someone in mind that kind of fits the vibe, kind of the color of what you're trying to do, really important to pick that person because they can steer you in the right direction. They can steer you away from making those mistakes that you'd make if you were just sitting there thinking it was the best thing in the world, which can be really dangerous sometimes.
If you could see any band or band musician, living, dead, the past or present or whatever, play an album front to back and see it live, what would it be and why? And you can choose more than one if you think of it.
I'd like to see the original Led Zeppelin lineup play Zeppelin 1. Just because that's something that my dad got to see. That's something I'll never get to see. So, you still got Page, still got Flame, still got John Paul Jones. Without John Bonham, it's just not the same. And I feel like that's the coolest thing about a rock band is that if you can say that every person in the band has their own stamp on every song, which on Zeppelin 1, I mean, that's like the epitome of that. And I feel like if I could see anything live, absolutely that would be the band and the record.
I have a question.
What's up?
Oh, yeah, right. Go for it, Jesse.
You guys haven't been on Warped in 5 years.
Uh-huh.
What made you guys want to get back on Warped?
Well, a number of things. I feel like this is a crowd that we haven't been in front of in a while. And we kind of, like you said, we stepped away from that first record a little bit, doing our own thing. And now that we're kind of, I don't know, I guess we realized there was this fan base that we had kind of forgot about, like, and had probably forgotten about us. So we wanted to get back in front of everyone. And the Warped crowd is a lot different than our core fan base. It's a totally different world. So having the opportunity to get out and walk the line every day, we've been able to sell a ton of records. We're just being able to interact more, I feel like that's really cool. In the summertime, kids are out of school, anyone can come to this.
I'm especially glad you guys came because you guys usually, when you do like your own tours, you usually only go to like Orlando or Jacksonville,
right?
Is the closest to here.
Right, I know.
And I never get to go.
I know, it's a shame.
Yeah.
But it's nice to be back. We're definitely happy to be back.
All right, well, I wanted to say that you guys did awesome today. I'm so glad
Thank
I got
you.
To see you for the first time ever. This is my first Warped tour.
First time at Warped?
Yeah,
that's
and I got
awesome.
To see you guys. And
you
I started listening to you guys like 5 years ago.
Okay.
And I just want to say that you guys have progressed a lot. And I can feel and like hear the emotion in you guys' new music.
Wow. Awesome. Thank you. Can I hug you for that?
Yeah.
Thank you so much, dude. That's awesome. I really do appreciate that. That's why we do it.
Well, this has been an interesting day here at Vans Warped Tour, so definitely if you're on here or if you're planning on going to the last week or so of the tour, be sure to check out the main and also the deluxe edition of their Forever Halloween record is only $5. That's 17 songs, right?
For $5. It's an incredible deal.
I'll be honest, I don't really buy that many CDs anymore, but I will probably do that with my last $5 here. So thank you again for doing this interview. It's really cool getting to know you. I got some great answers out of you today.
Dude, not a problem. Thanks for having me.
For sure. It's been Bradley Dillon for thenewfury.com, and if you're on the Rest of Warped Tour, go check out The Main, and also go check out Every Time I Die, because that band puts on a sick show.
Absolutely.
Every single time I see them. Later, guys.